Please, you may be seated. We started 2 weeks ago, and we focused our first entire week praying concerning the wisdom of God. And it's amazing the testimonies of inspiration that many of the brethren have returned with. Products everywhere, people just coming up with. Can I tell you something? You would be amazed at the kind of testimonies. Well, you won't be amazed because you'll be part of them. The kind of testimonies that we are returning with. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. A dear minister called me earlier on today. He said, I don't know where he encountered it or whatever it is. He said, he saw something, and then he said to me, he said, I hope these people understand what they are hearing. He said, I hope they understand what they are hearing. These were his words, God bearing me witness. He said, I've been a minister for decades. He said, apparently, the message he says God has given to me is wisdom. He said, this is what God has given to me. He said, but what I was hearing was at another level of depth. Now, that doesn't come several, it doesn't come casually. I mean, ministers are not the easiest to give compliments like that. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, you all know that in no way do I accord that that to myself. I'm not that smart. It's the inspiration of the Almighty. I'm not that smart. It's the inspiration of the Almighty. But herein lies the point you should note. Why will God inspire at that level, if not that that's the level of what he wants to do? Because God speaks at the level of what he has already done. When you start hearing certain things, it's a prophecy of your future. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? God will not bring you truth that he has not concluded. God will not bring you revelation that he has not concluded. So when God's Spirit begins to speak to us in this manner, please tell the person beside you, please wake up, wake up. Labor with the word. Don't let this just be nice teaching, you know, we heard it on Sunday, we left. We come on Wednesday and we left and all dressed. Let's labor with this thing. Let's labor with it. There's so much that can happen. Glory to God. I said there's so much that can happen. And I'm telling you the truth. I mean, as I pray, because, you know, a teaching is only as powerful as the prayer that preceded it. A message is only as powerful. It's not how it is said. It's the power behind it. And every time I prayed, God bearing me witness, I actually see people rising up doing great things. And when I say great things, I mean things that catches the attention of governments and of nations. That's what I keep saying. I hope I'm saying well. Are they in the room? Glory to God. So that I'm not believing for you, and you are not believing for yourself. Because it takes two. Are you following what I'm saying here? Well, a greater than Solomon is here, right? And usually for 15, 20 minutes, I just share very briefly with you around that subject. And I always start out by reminding you that a greater than Solomon here has nothing to do with his amazing track record and testimony with women. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, nobody has beat that record. Truly, none greater than Solomon will come in that. You follow what I'm saying? But I want us to examine something even around that subject, around his penchant for women. Let's examine something there. You'll be blessed by it. Yes, his penchant for women. You'll be blessed by it. Everything is recorded for a blessing. There's a blessing inside. All right. You're wondering what we can learn from it. 1 Kings chapter 11. Now, those of you that already have it somewhere in your body, tonight you have entered a deeper place of consecration. It is dead, completely gone from you in the name of Jesus. Now, sometimes it's not your fault. It's the family you came from. Oh, yes. Tonight is not the night to talk about it, but certain demon spirits love familial lines. That's why you find out that father is this way. Son says, I will never be, but turns out to be that way. Well, go listen to Quit You Like Men, and you will see it. But I'll share with Pastor Diola. You can go and study Abraham's lineage. You'll be shocked at what you will discover in his lineage. The Lord will not have me go in that direction tonight. 1 Kings 11, let's study Solomon and his penchant for women. 1 Kings 11, and let's see something there that will bless us. It says from verse 1, but King Solomon loved many strange women. Say with me, many. And they were strange. You know, I mean, it's just an amazing, he's an amazing guy. Together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonites, Hittites. My God. What did you say? Universal love, right? But interestingly, it says, of the nations concerning which the Lord had said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you, on and on and on. For surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. He didn't just love them. He clave unto them in love. Now, but here's what I found out. Because I started thinking earlier on today that there has to be, you see, and this is the aspect I wanted you to examine. There has to be resources to sponsor this claving. Now, just to give you context, look at it here, verse 3. Look at it. Look at it. You know, they say there's no romance without finance, right? To let you know the caliber of people, he had 700 wives, all of them princesses. If you read other translations, it says of royal birth. He didn't go for just anybody. 700 princesses. You know what it is to take care of one wife? To take care of 700 princesses. When Jacob was going to leave his father-in-law's house, Laban, each of the women had one maid each. That was, by the time he was living with two wives and two, there were no more maids now because they had given birth to children. I mean, he left with four women. Ordinary people. So you have, for every princess, peradventure they had 20 maids that they came with. 700 princesses. I'm just trying to paint you the picture of the wealth of this man. How do you sponsor that lifestyle? 700 princesses with everything that comes with it. Let's look at another scripture. Are you still here tonight? Some of you, is the reason you have not married yet is that you say, I don't have money for one wife. That's the reason you have been pushing your wedding date. You know, I was speaking to a young man one day. He said, I want everything to be set. One wife, you still have not fixed your wedding date. 700 princesses. My God. So me, greater than Solomon is here. Now, not to marry 700. Not to marry 700 princesses. But I'm trying to expand your mind to see the wealth that was available to this man. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? How can having a private jet then be your problem? How can it be your problem? How can certainly, you see, if we say greater than Solomon is here, then we have to expand our minds to the possibilities of this thing. Look at 1 Kings chapter 10. I want you to see a statement there, an interesting statement about the wealth of Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 10 and verse 21. So many things were said about Solomon there. It says, and all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold. All the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. Why? Because silver was accounted for nothing. Do you understand how useless silver became in the regime, the reign of Solomon? It says silver was, in fact, one translation says it was like dust. In essence, you know, it's like you have so much resources in maybe a US dollar account that they remind you that you have money in Naira. They say you have 1 billion naira. You have so much gold that silver lost value. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? Say this, I cannot be poor. Are you following what I'm saying here? The church, for the most part, we are content with handouts. We are content with one miracle of provision. But that's not what God wants for us. We see the example with Solomon here. Now, but remember, and this is what bringing back to us again. Remember the five ways I told you that Solomon became wealthy. two of them are reasons that people give to try to explain away his wealth. But if you study the scriptures, you know that that does not even explain away his wealth. Number one is inheritance. They say, oh, because David was a wealthy king, and so he must have inherited things from David. But clearly, the Bible never tells us that David handed over anything to him. David put everything aside for the building of the temple. He may have handed over, but if it's worth nothing, the Bible would have told us that he handed over to him. Clearly, what David handed to him was wisdom. Are you following what I'm saying? Then people say taxation of the country. Now, how do you get gold and silver to this extent? By the taxation of the country, of a poor people? Absolutely not. I showed you the three things, right? Whereby the wealth of Solomon came. Because it's important. You see, if you have an idea of what you're going for, then you know exactly how to exert yourself for it. Solomon didn't wake up one day with a miracle alert. Somebody says, I'm saying it over and over again, but it's important to say it. This is why the church has remained poor. What is designed for provision is never designed for posterity. You have to understand the difference. What God gives you to sustain you is not what he gives you for significance. The moment they stepped their feet in Canaan, manna stopped. If you're content with manna, then you remain on survival level. Somebody follow what I'm saying? There has to be a switch in our mindset concerning this thing. I'm grateful to God that somebody walks up to you and says, I didn't sleep for 3 days, and so please take this check. I'm grateful to God for that. I told you on Sunday about salaries as well. I'm grateful to God that you have a good job that pays you good salary. Go and ask Laban and Jacob. But Jacob didn't enter wealth because of his salary. Is somebody following what I'm saying? That's not how he entered wealth. What are the three things that I told you Solomon did? Stand up. You were sitting here. What are the three things? Enterprise, that's number one, right?
Commerce, yes, sir.
Commerce and enterprise, producing value at a strange level. The Bible was very clear to show us that. So when we say that Solomon was this wealthy, this is how he became wealthy. Commerce and enterprise. What's the second thing he did?
Retainership. Huh? Retainerships are rate by rate every year.
He had retainerships. People came rate by year, every year, year on year. Now, the details of those retainerships are not fully given to us. And the reason is this. Times will change. The demands and the necessities will change, but the principles will not change. Are you following what I'm saying? Year upon year, the Bible says people brought things to him. Literally what you call a retainership. What's the third one?
Consultations
and speaking engagements. It's there in the Bible. And the Bible says that people will bring gifts for him on the basis of his consultation with them, his speaking engagements with them. There is no magic to this thing. There's no record that Solomon woke up and he saw 1,000 cattle in front of his house. Man, where are you from? Angel brought me. There's no record. Where did we get that nonsense African mindset? It's African juju. There's no record anywhere that one shepherd missed his way and he said, because I'm tired, I want to leave my entire sheepfold with you. There's no record. The Bible is clear, showing us exactly how this man became wealthy. And the Bible does not end up just showing us how he became wealthy. He showed us to the extent that he became wealthy. Is somebody following what I'm saying? Now, if the Lord did that with Solomon and Jesus comes and says that a greater than Solomon is here, then that's what he's about to do with your life in 2024. Is somebody following what I'm saying? That's what he's about to do. Did you read about Bezalel and Aholiab, Exodus 31, Exodus 35? You can study these things for yourself. How that the Bible says, God says, I've placed my spirit within him. But that's not all God said. He said, I have also given him the ability to teach it. Do you know the difference between I have given him the spirit of craftsmanship and creativity to craft these things and to do this thing, and then the ability to teach it? Which means this thing that came by inspiration can be packaged into products of learning. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? These things are clear all through the scriptures. Now, what I'm saying that you are not hearing is that you will have to walk. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? That's what I'm saying. You will have to walk. I was speaking with one of my sons earlier on today, and I said to him, I said, it is only in ministry, only in Christianity that we pray we have hopes, and we have nothing we are doing. Can I tell you something? Income, never forget it. Hope is not a strategy for growth. Hope is not a strategy for growth. Neither is prayer a strategy for growth. Prayer empowers strategy. Prayer delivers strategy. Is somebody following what I'm saying? So when you rely on prayer as a strategy for the growth, no. There are two things prayer will do for you. It will open your eyes to receive strategies, and it will grant spiritual power to strategy. But to sit down Monday to Saturday and then hope that something is going to happen, not so. All through the Bible. If you read the Bible, you cannot miss it. All through the Bible, everyone who became wealthy in any measure, there was something they did. Go and study about Jacob. He was dealing with cattle. It wasn't that Jacob woke up one morning and God said, I have seen your suffering, my son. The blessing of Abraham is on your head. Now just be walking. You will find out that everything you need is attracted to you. Count them. They are 20. Now they are 200. Wow, this blessing is working. I can't wait to see Abraham. No. But you know, that's what we want to happen in the church. Semon, Kaba, Rabwa, son of oil. Megatabaya. Glory to God. How did Jacob become wealthy? The angel gave him an idea on what to do. It was what he did that made him wealthy. Are you following what I'm saying here? Please, this is important. You can't keep sitting down and saying, I don't have anything to do. Let me add one bit of information here that will help you. It is in business that ideas come. Which means whatever your hand finds to do, keep doing it now. In that business, ideas will come. You don't sit back, because this is important. You don't sit back and say, I've not heard from the Lord. I'm just waiting for the Lord. You know, once the Lord speaks, he knows I am a unicorn. Once he speaks, I just charge like a bison. It's now, from now, in care. You have to be busy with it. Doing something. Are you following what I'm saying? How many of you remember the video I played on Sunday? They played for you. Second service people saw it. About the grannies on steroids. One bit that people may miss there is the fact that these people were selling everything sellable while nothing was working. Are you following what I'm saying? They said natural remedies. They were selling everything, just trying to sell, even though it was not working. You know why God found them worthy of that idea? They were busy. You say, I'm waiting for $1 million idea. So you sit down in the house from, you know, there's no job in the country. Who is to create a job for you? Who did they burn? And they said, create job for income. No, tell me, who did they burn? And they say, in came, great job for him. Where did you get that entitlement from? Anybody who is sleeping and waking up, you are not a member of this church. You're sleeping and you are waking up. You are hearing everything. I'm saying Sunesis, Fronesis, Sophia. I'm saying everything. I'm shouting from Monday to Saturday. I'm preaching every day. Eh? And then you just wake up. You finish watchman prayer after another 2 hours of sleep. Then you wake up in the afternoon. Lemon takabaya. Wisdom comment. I have Sophia, Phronesis. Then you go to another sleep. No, you're not a member of this church. You can't be hearing what I'm saying and be comfortable just sitting there and doing nothing. If somebody listens to what I'm saying. Ideas come where? In business. Ideas come in business. I am persuaded that an idea that will completely change your life will be delivered this week. Amen. I am persuaded. One idea. Somebody said ideas rule the world. It's true. One idea. We have to make that mental switch from looking for things to looking for ideas. Is somebody following what I'm saying? I said to the person, what's your strategy? He said, this is what I expected to happen. I said, so what did you do? I was praying. I said, and that's the problem. Hope is not a strategy for growth. Hope is to keep you alive till you have strategy. It's not a strategy for growth. You can't keep hoping. Just hoping, you know, one day, someday, things will get better. No. Or a robot said something. It said something good is going to happen to you. Somebody came, another preacher, dear preacher came and he said, don't wait for something good to happen to you. Make something good happen to you. Somebody follow what I'm saying here? So tonight, get busy. Did you hear what I said?
Yes,
sir. Get what? Busy. Get what? Busy. Package that information. Put it on Instagram. Stop taking nonsense picture. And put, nobody wants to buy you. Maybe you are looking for a husband or wife. But stop taking nonsense picture. You take one angle. You are not selling anything. You are not, Everything that gives you visibility should be used to sell something. Did you hear what I said? Everything that gives you visibility should be used to sell something. So if I stumble by chance on your social page and it's yourself I'm seeing everywhere, then I take it that you are the product. Everything. And by the way, don't do anything you're ashamed to sell yourself. Are you following what I'm saying? Please and please, it's time to get to what? Work. And what kind of wealth are we looking at where silver is accounted for nothing? Are you following what I'm saying? Silver is accounted for nothing. Now, we are not going the route of that man, 700 princesses, but I just want you to think of it, Odims. Think of it. Please stand up. You know what it takes to maintain that woman behind you. A friend of mine, he has only girls. He told me, he said, I'm just thinking of what it takes me to maintain my family. And Solomon had 700 princesses and he could maintain them. Nobody was saying, I'm going back to my father's house. Ah, it was better in my father's house. Ah, I thought you were a real king. Nobody was living. They had it better with Solomon. What kind of wealth? Please, we have not started here too. Do you understand what I'm saying? This small thing that you have that, all of a sudden, nobody can talk to you. You buy a brand new car, and so your brother wants to follow you home. He says, no, I have money for taxi for you. Even your children can't touch the car. Don't touch the car. Do you know how much I paid for this car? Don't touch the car. Go to your mother's car. Glory to God. Say with me, greater than Solomon is here. Oh, it's too weak. I said a greater than Solomon is here. Now say this with me. I am laying up gold as dust. Come on, say it again. I am laying up gold as dust. Say it one more time. I am laying up gold as dust. Say that with me. In my family, silver will be accounted for nothing. You know that has different implications. So much in Forex that they are saying, Naira, I beg, leave that one. You can be using that one to maintain every other thing and all the rest. This is where God is taking us to. This is where God is taking members of this house to. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said, this is where God is taking members of this house to. One of my daughters, I've shared the story with you, was, I laid hands on her. She sent me the, what's it called? Transcript of the prayer I prayed for her. I don't remember. How many people have I prayed for in this life that will remember the prayer? She said, I made a statement and she knew that that was it. I said, you are going to encounter generational wealth. When she sent it to me, I said, what kind of prayer is that? Why will I say you encounter generational wealth? Well, in less than 1 year, she has encountered it. She sat down with me and she said, I want to show you this. I want to tell you, this is what we just signed. This is how much is going to come from it. Billions upon billions. She was telling me her plans. I said, my God. You know, you're hearing plans and you're like, wow, is it income I'm talking to? Are you following what I'm saying? The Lord is rewriting your stories. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we thank you. Please lift your hands for 30 seconds and bless the name of the Lord. Worship him, give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. A greater than Solomon is here. Wealth unprecedented for the gospel, for the work of the ministry, for the Lord, for the bidding of the master. Not squandered like this king, but used for the bidding of the master. Lord, I thank you and I bless you for it. is received in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.